Welcome to Commando On Demand, your fast-paced weekly update straight from Kim's desk to your ears. I'm Mike James, and while the whole world has changed, as you know, with the COVID-19 coronavirus, everybody's staying inside and bunkered down. We're going to talk to a virologist and professor of science at Purdue University today about coronavirus, what's going on, what he expects. We also have a funny story from another professor about his Zoom experience. He was teaching online and has a good story to tell. A lot of kind of coronavirus-related stuff today. We've got a guy that actually catches critters, and matter of fact, his business is called Critter Catchers, and he wants to charge his clients on his website. So we're going to find out how to do that, as well as many of you listening have lost your job or at least been laid off for a little while, and you might be looking for a way to get a new job or work from home. And we have that exact question today. Kim's going to talk about ways that you can do that. And if you've ever thought about lowering your cable bill, especially right now, it's a great time to possibly ditch the cable. But what are some options for ditching the cable, and how much will it set you back? Plus much more, and we'll get started in just a few moments. First, this is not the Kim Komando Show. The Kim Komando Show is available as a podcast every weekend, so you can listen to all 3 hours on your schedule. What you do is you go to getkim.com, and if you want a 30-day free trial, well, who doesn't, just use promo code Kim. Again, so that's getkim.com, and use promo code Kim for your 30-day free trial. All right, getting started in just a few moments on Commando On Demand Insider.
All right, now we have a very special guest with us here on the show. Honored to have him on board with us. He's a virologist and a professor of science at Purdue University, Richard Kuhn. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. You know, we've been hearing a lot about what I want to talk to you about. We've been hearing so much about how Apple and Google are announcing these plans to figure out who is near someone else who may have been infected with COVID-19 or you know, maybe they're just recovered. How realistic is that to work from your standpoint?
Well, that technology, Kim, has been around for a while, and advertisers have been using that kind of technology. Whether it's actually going to be useful in identifying all of the contacts you have, and I'm not so sure about that, you know, whether you walk past somebody, whether it's going to be picked up that way. So I think there is some level of utility in this, whether it's really going to help identify people who might come in contact with infected COVID people, I don't know that.
Yeah, because it's, you know, I see it, and there's a lot of data. A lot of people are concerned about their privacy, but we don't really have a lot of privacy anymore, right? I mean, let's think about it.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I think during this crisis, as we rely so heavily on our cell phones and technology, we are loosening up a lot more of our private activities to the companies that collect that data.
You know, but technology has totally transformed the healthcare industry through this. I have a niece who's 8 months pregnant, and she's a nurse practitioner, actually not far from you there in Indiana. And now she's doing telemedicine and helping patients that way. What are the downsides of telemedicine, do you see?
I think people have to become culturally accustomed to it. To be able to trust that the use of their phones in terms of getting medicine or medical advice delivered. You know, traditionally, we've always really valued a doctor visit, you know, one person, the patient and the doctor. But I think this crisis is changing our understanding of how we can interact with people. And I think there's good things that can come out of this too, and that is that we may be more efficient at delivering medicine to the entire population. You know, there are pockets of the population that are underserved in terms of medicine. This may be a game changer in terms of leveling the playing field and allowing people who previously didn't have ready access to medical professionals to be able to use their phones to reach out and to get at least some level of information and you know, diagnostic tests, for example. You know, one of the interesting things, I think, is the possibility that in a few months, a lot of us might be wearing devices that will measure body temperature. And that will be a good indicator rather than sticking the thermometer in your mouth and saying, oh, yes, I have a fever, just looking on your phone. Now, of course, your phone is connected to somebody. And if you allow that information to be shared with your physician, then maybe they can begin to be more proactive in helping you say, oh, you should start taking this, or you should be looking out for this possibility. So I think there's more good than bad in terms of telemedicine, because I think it's going to be an equalizer in terms of society.
So what do you say to the person who's like, you know what, this is just too invasive, all this data tracking, everything that, you know, this is, it's my life. And as a professor of science and a virologist, what do you say to people like that?
Yeah, I think everybody has to make their own decision. You know, I'm part of a task force that President Mitch Daniels put together to try to evaluate what are we going to be looking at in the fall if we have students coming back. And it all comes back to people have the option of personal decision. And that has to do with, you know, whether they are protecting themselves, whether they're going to wear a mask when they come in close contact with people, you know, how much hand washing they're going to do, whether they're willing to disclose, you know, information that their phone is collecting. I think Apple has certainly been one of the more aggressive technology companies in advising people who have iPhones. You know, there's data being collected and you can opt out of it. So I think, you know, we have to make sure that people understand that this is an optional thing, that they have the ability to opt out, but that there's going to be some positives that can flow from sharing that data. It is absolutely a personal decision.
You know, it's fascinating to me that the whole world has come to a screeching halt because of a virus. Did you ever see anything like this happening?
Unfortunately, Kim, virologists, people who study viruses, infectious diseases, have been warning about this kind of situation for many years, because we have a history, and it goes back nearly 100 years with the pandemic of flu. And so we have been expecting another flu. We could have a pandemic of flu in the fall that could sit right on top of this COVID-19 pandemic. Those are two completely different viruses. They cause similar type symptoms, but they're completely different. And so we still could have another pandemic that would make this even worse. Now, I think the whole thing is we need to be prepared, and we weren't very well prepared. But this is something that people have seen and have been worried about for many years.
Well, that would be devastating too on so many Americans on so many levels, not just Americans, around the world.
Yes, absolutely, and hopefully this is not the year for the next flu pandemic, and maybe we won't have that for another 10, 15 years. No one right now can predict that kind of thing. Let me just add one thing, Kim. One of the interesting things is that technology in this, you know, this decade has been able to save us, because we still can handle a lot of meetings, a lot of activities, because of the infrastructure of the internet. And we have hope that we keep that internet up and running.
Yeah, that's one of my big fears, Richard, is that this would be a perfect time for a state-sponsored cyber attack.
That's correct. And that's the kinds of things that I think a lot of people are working on and worried about.
because we have all these people who just suddenly went home, right? No IT departments, yep. Hooking everything right. up. They don't know anything about two-factor authentication.
Right.
And their firewalls and their networks are just yeah. wide open.
But think of all of the schools and universities that have now pushed everything online. It's not ideal. It's different, but it's working at some level right now. And it's all because we have this great infrastructure that supports the internet.
Well, and thank goodness for the internet, because of the internet, we are able to have some semblance of a life. I mean, if this happened 15, 20 years ago, everybody all locked up at home with no way to communicate or anything like that. Richard, once again, thank you so much for your insight. I really appreciate you giving us some time of your... All right. I ran across this story online, Changing Gears, about a professor and his son. And it made me laugh. And it made me think about, you know, my son and would he do something like this? Because, you know, you have a dad who is a professor and he's having a lot of classes online. All the classes are online where he has to be that stoic person saying, okay, so now I need everybody's attention. But the problem is that the college students already have an attention span of a gnat. And then let's throw in some digital technology with that. Okay. And like my son said, I am having so much trouble concentrating on an online class. And I totally get that. So joining us is Professor Mattinson and his son, Lucas. Hello there.
Hi, how you doing?
So who came up with this idea that dad would be on the Zoom call and then Lucas, you would go behind him. My favorite was where you were dressed as an explorer, where you had like this Indiana Jones outfit. And you're looking through a cardboard paper towel roll.
Yeah, it was all my idea. I got outfits from the garage.
And so while dad's having his class, then you thought like, well, this would be funny. And it is. It's actually funny. Although the soldier with the crossbow and a ninja with a gun, where did the crossbow come from?
The bow we had from bow fishing for carp from a while ago.
And so, Professor, what did the students say when all this was going on?
He did ask, he set the camera up, so he said that something would be going on.
But you didn't know what? Okay.
No, I wasn't quite sure what was going to come behind me. The students, I mean, we were having class, so I'm not sure they noticed as much the first couple. We might actually have been screen sharing some documents, but they said they saw the Explorer, and they did perk up when the bow and arrow came in. They tried to tell me that there's somebody with a bow and arrow behind you in the room. And then the last one, after I shot him with a Nerf gun, I got quite a few, what happened? I told him ours is a strange neighborhood and
a very strange neighborhood.
They appreciated the, you're right. It's a big change for all of them. This is certainly not what they planned for. And, if they can get a bit of humor in the class, I'm not sure I'm always that stoic in the classroom either. So might not have surprised them.
Well, I'll tell you, my professors were never fun. I think a good number of them barely had a pulse. So anything that you can do to lighten it up, I think is appreciated by a whole bunch of folks. And if you haven't seen Professor Mattinson and his son, Lucas, the whole story, we have it over at commando.com. And it's really, if you need a reason to smile today, and if you're feeling a little down, check these two out because I think they gave us smiles all across the country. Thank you, guys.
It's Commando On Demand Insider. And if you have a question about something digital and you'd like to join us on the show and ask Kim personally, you can do it at commando.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you can click on the Be a Caller button. And once that happens, we're going to ask for a few details about your question. And a producer will reach out and will set you up with a call on the Kim Commando Show, and Kim will answer your question personally. We thank you for that. More of the Commando On Demand podcast is just ahead. We're going to talk to a critter catcher on how he can charge people for his service on his website. And if you've lost your job and you're thinking about getting a new job and hopefully working from home, Kim's going to talk about some places you can look for the many work from home jobs that you can get right now. It's next on Commando On Demand Insider.
Dallas in Loving, New Mexico. Hello there, Dallas.
Hey, Kim. How's it going?
Good. So what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, you know, with this pandemic going on, as a one that would normally work a convenience store cash register, you would think that things would slow down a little bit, but they really hadn't. And so I left work because I stay with my mom, who is actually who recommended I go to your website to see if you had to answer this question for me. So I really thank you for having me, and I thank her for giving me that idea because she trusts you and thinks it's going to be good. So, you know, like I said, I'm off of work, and they're not paying me anything while I'm off of work, but they have to honor me so that I don't get sick and that I don't get my family sick.
Right.
And so what I'm doing, I've already started to try to go back to school while I've got this time off. But really what I was trying to do originally was find a job working online from home that I didn't have to have any education for, that was a legit site, because my husband and I have already been scammed before trying to find jobs online.
And see, so, and that's the problem because, you know, once you, I mean, if you ever Google like make money at home, oh my gosh, it's like every scammer in the globe is going to come after you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, so we have a list. Let me tell you what we have, and Manny will give you a direct link to it. We have a list of 40 different companies that are hiring right now. Now, and I will say that there's nothing better than an education, Dallas. And woman to woman, I want you to go get, even if you go get an associate's degree, I want you to get that degree. Okay?
Right.
Because it opens doors for you. And it also will increase your learning base, and you'll learn things that you never even thought of before. Like, you know, take a communications class, take a marketing class, you know, take a business class, you know, because it's not just going to help you get a job. Do you have kids?
No, I'm 24 this year, and thank God I don't have any kids yet in this crisis.
Okay. So, you know, so when you have children, you know, you'll have a different perspective because it's because you'll just learn new things, and then they'll look up to you to say, oh, well, mom had got her associate's degree, then I better go get an associate's degree, I better go get a bachelor's, maybe I'll become a doctor. Okay. I mean, because
my goal right now really is to become a teacher in the end. I really want to be able to better
that's
many
fabulous.
People as I can.
Okay. So. That is so good. That is so good. Okay. So on this list, okay, you're not going to be able to, say, apply for a job as a mortgage underwriter, okay, because you have no experience at that. But what you can apply for is to be a customer service rep, okay, because you can answer the phone. And I can tell you right now, Dallas, you have great communication skills, okay?
Thank you.
You do, okay? And if you could, I mean, and so who's hiring customer service reps right now? Dollar General, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens. Okay. On my website, I have a list of these 40 different companies that are hiring, and there are direct links to here to these different places because I want to help people out because it's hard. Okay. But if you can fill out this form. And now you got to make sure that you stand out on this application process, okay? You have to stand out, and you have to, you know, put the longevity that you were a convenience store clerk, you know, how long you worked there, and, you know, make sure that you have good, solid references because they may call, all right? Everybody's in a rush to hurry, and I get that, and that's because there was like, last time I counted, there was like 750,000 jobs that are available. Okay. Not all of them are work from home. Not all of them. You're not going to be able to do all of them in loving New Mexico because you're not in Phoenix, Arizona, or in Los Angeles, California. Let's just face facts.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I hadn't thought about that yet, but that's a very good point.
So, but if you can get a work from home position with a legitimate company, and that's why I don't want you to go to a job site where there's a job broker and they're going to charge you $150 to hook you up. I mean, you know, that's just a scam. We're not going to do that. So we're just going to send you to this one list. You take a look at it. The other thing I want you to look at too, since you said you wanted to be a teacher, just look at a website called K-12. I have listed on there. K-12 they're not going to hire you as a teacher today, but it's something that if you could look at and you can say, okay, if I wanted to do this remotely, if I wanted to be a teacher at home, what kind of degree would I need in order to get that certification that the state requires? And so that this way I can still have my life that I do love in loving New Mexico and still be able to earn money and then provide for my family and be a great mom and to be a great role model, right? So I put you on hold, Dallas, and thank you for your call. Tell your mom I said thank you to her as well. And we'll go ahead and set you up with those. If you have any questions afterwards, Dallas, you just give me a call, sweets. I'm right here for you. Maynard in Owl's Head, Maine. Hi there, Maynard.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate your time and helping me out.
Good. What's going on?
Well, my wife and I have a company called Critter Catchers, and we trap and relocate wild animals. We solve problems and conflicts between people and wild animals.
What are some critters that you have caught recently?
Oh, skunks, fox, squirrels, you name it. We deal with all of them.
Wow. Okay, so
birds,
you catch
reptiles.
The critters, and then where do you take the critters after you catch them?
Well, I have places we can relocate animals on any state-owned property, and we also have places where people own, a lot of estates buy big tracts of land for investment, and I've got permission release animals on their property, so I've got a lot of places
awesome.
I can put them.
Yeah, I was just curious. So with your critter business, what's your question for me, Maynard?
Well, because of the COVID-19, we now can't go into people's homes comfortably. So we're limited to trapping outside the homes. And that cuts out more than half of our business. So what I thought I would do is I built my own webpage, and I thought I'd build a page and set up a pay-per-minute where people could call, and I could give them assistance over the phone. So I find a lot of people call me, and they don't need me. They need experience. So a lot of people have already bought a trap. They've already been trying to trap the animal. They're not having any luck. So then they call me. And the way I feel, I don't want to go to somebody's house and charge them a lot of money to do something that they can do themselves. So
that's nice.
What they need is me to guide
honorable.
Them. I can tell them what kind of bait they need, what kind of trap, where to put the trap, what to expect.
So for your website, and I'm going to send you some links, okay, Maynard?
Good, thanks.
I want to make sure that I'm going to send you the right stuff. Is that for your website, is that you're looking for, say, a program, a service, where somebody could say, okay, you know what, I need to talk to Maynard about my skunk or whatever it is, my reptile, my fox, and then they can schedule a time because they're going to see when you are available and when you're not available. They can go to your website, then they can say, okay, well, I'm available at 11, Maynard's available at 11, okay? And they schedule an appointment with you. They give you their credit card, okay?
Yeah.
And then they get an email or a text message reminding them of the call. If they don't follow through on the call, you charge them a cancellation fee, because you couldn't book that time with anybody else.
Okay.
Okay. So it's actually fairly easy to do. One is called Calendarly, and these are just plugins that go into your website. What I'd like you to do is I'm going to put you on hold. I want to see your website before I recommend the right one for you, because I want to see how it's programmed. I want to see which one is going to be the right one for you. And also, I'd like to know if you're using QuickBooks, whatever you are, for your accounting software. But this is all very easy to do. And so if you're sitting there at home and you provide a service, matter of fact, we'll go ahead and put this up as a tip of the day. Manny, tell Allie that we should do this as a tip of the day on how you can charge for the hour on your website using these various plugins. And some of them work with WordPress. Some of them work with, say, Squarespace or what have you. But Maynard, it's really easy to do. And again, thank you for your call.
If you're not already, you can keep up to date with breaking news. We've got security alerts, data breaches, and much more digital know-how with the free Komando newsletters. Get yours at komando.com, which is K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And on the top, click on Get the Free Newsletters, and that's where the magic happens. You're going to love them. Again, breaking news, security alerts, data breaches, Komando.com on the top, and then click on Get the Free Newsletters. More coming up with Komando On Demand, including if you've ever thought about cutting the cable, Kim's going to talk to a guy that wants to do that next on Komando On Demand Insider.
Worthy in San Antonio, Texas. Glad to have you with us. What's going on?
Hey there, Miss Kim. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I always appreciate your show and the information. I'm an older guy and like to fancy myself a little bit on the tech geek side, but boy, I really pick up a lot of great tips, and you make me look a whole lot smarter than I am. So,
well, that's
awesome.
That.
Well, I'll tell you, my wife and I were senior citizens and hunkered down here for the long haul until this thing is over with, and watching a lot of TV and the things that we're normally don't do, and getting my bill from my carrier, and I'm just sitting there just getting this slow case of the burn every month as I open that thing up, about $260 a month. And have several people, including my son and daughter, who are grown, that have gone off and off the cable. But, you know, they've got somebody uses this, and they use Roku, or they use Apple, and they do Netflix, and they do YouTube. And it's some of it's, you know, they've by the time you add everything together that it's been added on, you're paying the same amount of money you were paying for.
And that's, you know what, that's a really good point. And a lot of people don't get to that point in this whole process until the end, after they've canceled the cable, after they've got rid of this, and after they've, you know, turned off the channels. You know, so if this is something that you're looking at, what I suggest is I tell people is that you know, you sit down at the kitchen counter, you write a list of what you really like to watch, okay? What type of shows you like to watch? What series? Do you like movies? I mean, Netflix is great. It's $15 a month and you get all these movies and you can just watch over and over again. If you have Amazon Prime, you have 40,000 movies and shows with that. If you are into some other type of movies, there's a service for that just particularly. Like there's one called Shudder for anybody who just wants horror movies, which I don't understand why you'd want to watch a horror movie right now, but if you were into it, that's what it is. So you sit down and then figure out what you guys want to watch, up to including live programming. And then over on our website, we have a streaming comparison chart. And I'll have Manny give you a direct link to it, Worthy. And where it shows you which channels are available on which streaming service and how much it is. And then you have to add it all up. And then we're going to throw in a little monkey and say you need an over-the-air antenna. And the over-air antenna is going to let you watch live broadcasts. So you still get your local news and things like that. And is there a way that you can get a DVR? That too. But I want to take it in baby steps with you, Worthy. And so the first step is for you guys to list everything that you want to watch and to look at the various channels. Then that's when we can look at if you actually do need a streaming gadget, because you may not even need a streaming gadget because you have everything may be available through your TV if you just download the app. So let's start there. And then give me a call next week when you get that done. And then we'll take it to the next level of lowering this $250 cable bill into something that's more reasonable. And you only get the stuff that you want and not all these extras that sometimes the cable companies throw in. And again, thank you for your call.
Hey, thank you again for listening to Commando On Demand Insider. We're here for you. If you're struggling working from home or have any questions, go to the website and take a peek around. There's lots of articles on there about working from home. As a matter of fact, we have a special coronavirus section. All kinds of articles. If you're using Zoom, some ways to not get scammed on Zoom. Also getting emails from the Census Bureau, how to tell if it's the scam. Tips on how to look your best during business meetings when you're working from home. Netflix just released dozens of documentaries you can watch for free. And of course, convincing new COVID-19 scams that you need to watch out for. Much more. Just go to commando.com, KOMANDO.com. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already. You'll get these delivered to you every single week automatically. And let us know if we can do more. At the bottom of every page at commando.com, there is a need help button, and you can ask him a question or whatever you need. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time on Commando On Demand Insider.